The following is an Area Radio special report.
And I'm here with Debbie Williams and Mayor Grimes, and we're going to talk a little bit about this event that happens every year and then the event you have in September. Can you tell us a little bit about the event?
This event here, right? This is the Boss Hoss Cycle Jim Grimes PBR Sonny Williams Classic. What it is, it's professional bull riders are coming in from out west, and it's the only one happening in Maryland, the PBR, that you see on NBC. We have Adriana Marias, Lee, the number one bull riders in the world, competing here at the JBRW Ranch. Not only the number one bulls, bull riders, but the number one bulls. We're having the futurity here. And that is unbelievable for little old Frederick, Maryland to have something.
And you do this every year?
Yes, this is the third year, and it's first year that we've had Jim, and he's been on, he's just been awesome.
Okay, Jim, how did you get involved?
I like everyone else cannot say no to Debbie.
Okay.
No,
I understand.
No, but a couple years ago, you know, I participated in an event that Debbie had, and fortunately I was the winner of the 2005 Corvette.
I remember. We have a photo on Frederick.com of that.
Okay. Well, you know, when Debbie came to me this time, it's another way for me to pay back, you know, my winnings of that particular event. And again, I certainly believe in what Debbie's doing, you know, with the charities and the hospice group. And I just can't say no, because I lost both of my parents, and I know what it is to the families, and it's just a great time to give back and be a part of the community.
Okay, now what is this Boss Hoss Cycles? I see this big van here, Boss Hoss Cycles. What are these things?
Boss Hoss, you know, produces motorcycles that happen to be V8 powered with Chevrolet V8 engines. You know, they have three different versions: 350 horsepower, 385 horsepower, or 502 horsepower. It is just a premium motorcycle, you know, that I've taken the dealership on this year, you know, as a part of my retirement program.
Okay, I see Boss Hoss Cycles. Let's see, BKMD, right?
Yeah, that's Frederick, Maryland, abbreviated.
Okay. Boss Hoss Cycles, FDKMD.com.
Yeah.
And just go to Frederick.com, keyword rodeo or PPF, and you'll find photos and links and all that.
And you
stuff.
Will sign, also, there'll be a link to his website on ours at PPFINC.org, yes.
Okay.
And I just want to take this opportunity to explain to the folks that Jim Grimes has been a good steward of the money that he's been given, and we thank him, and Frederick County owes him a debt of gratitude. And I'm not saying that because he's just here. I say it many, many times that much has been given to him and much is expected, and he has gone beyond the call of duty of helping us here. And we want to thank Outback Steakhouse and George Easterday from Easterday Well Drilling. He's been here every year as our co-sponsor.
Great. And you have information on all of them on your website as well?
Yes, we have all of them, and we also have Fouts out here and Mark's Equipment. They have been unbelievable in helping.
And give us that website address slow again, one more time.
Of course, it's www. And the initials of the Patty Pilatus Fund, PPF, Inc., INC.org.
Okay, great. Thanks, and great event here.
Thank you.
Okay, and what about this event coming up in September?
Okay, this is called Family Fundraiser Funnomina. That's going to be held at the Frederick Fairgrounds, and Jim Grimes also has been the major sponsor of that, along with co-sponsor is Mark's Equipment and Fouts Roll-Off. And what we're trying to do here is raise $1 million. We have 1,000 tickets that we're selling at $100 a piece, and what that includes is we're going to have a bull riding event in the grandstands at the Frederick Fairgrounds, at the event complex, and we're going to have in the infield, kids land, moon bounces, everything you can think of, along with craft shows. And a ticket also includes your food, your drinks, also volleyball tournaments, anything you can think
of.
Horseshoe
tournaments.
What are
the hours of the event?
It starts at 12 o'clock, September 30th, and it ends at 6 o'clock. Every 5 minutes, we give away a prize, a door prize. At every hour on the hour are going to be the big prizes. We start out with $30,000 cash at 12. At 1 o'clock, a Harley-Davidson bike. At 2 o'clock, we start with $15,000. At 3 o'clock, we start at $20,000, 4, 15, 5, 15, and we end up with $30,000. On the 05 to the 55 of every hour, every 5 5 minutes. We give the smaller things, and they're not small. The smallest amount you can win is $1,000. And we got $2,000 gift certificates also from people like Routsons, Peterson's Carpet, Ideal Buick's giving $1,000 cash. We've got a $5,000 four-wheeler given by Chris Wells Chevrolet, and we have a $5,000 golf cart by John Hammond. Those are the sort of things that you can use and have fun with. And there's also $1,500 cash prizes. It is just an awesome day. If you take $100 and divide it into 73, because that's how many door prizes there are, that's how many 5 minutes there are in that period, it's $1.37 per chance on those, and that's pretty awesome.
And can you give us your website address? There's details on the website.
Absolutely. www.ppfinc.org. Now look for your inserts in the Gazettes. When you get your Gazettes, don't throw them away. Some people don't read them. They have the News and Post. The News and Post are going to have them as inserts also. But it's everybody doing a little bit to make a difference. And one thing we have done, Craig, is we've went ahead and did $20 tickets. If you buy a $100 ticket and you can't afford to buy two of them as a couple, as a family, $20 guest tickets. You don't have an opportunity for the door prizes, but it covers your food and your drinks so a family can come together. Only $5 for children. Again, it does not get you into the raffle, or not the raffle. It's not a raffle. It's door prizes. But it gets you in to be as a family.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, we'll see you at the event.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm here with Jamie Foxx, and she just got finished performing here at the J Bar W Ranch, and I understand you were Miss Frederick.
I was. 1994, I represented Frederick in the Miss Maryland pageant.
And you went on to become Miss Maryland?
4 years later I did. I was Miss Maryland 1997, went to the Miss America pageant.
Wow, so you hung in there. You were persistent.
I hung in there. When I was Miss Frederick, that was actually my first pageant I ever did.
Wow.
So I was a little young when I went to Miss Maryland, but I was first runner-up as Miss Frederick to Miss Maryland.
Okay, now you're in the music business.
I am.
All right, and what is your website address?
My website address is, I have two. It's www.jamiefoxmusic.com, and that's JAIMEFOXmusic.com. You can also find me on MySpace, myspace.com/JamieFoxmusic.
And the same spelling?
JAIMEFOX.
Very good. I hope you do well and you'll sell some CDs. Can they buy your CDs online?
They can buy my CDs on both websites, JamieFoxmusic.com and the MySpace site. There's clips of my songs on both websites, pictures. You can kind of keep up with my schedule as well. You know, a lot of the shows I do are in Nashville. Hopefully now that I have kind of a band that I can work with, I'll be back to Maryland to do some shows.
Great. Good luck to you.
Okay, and don't forget to check out the article on Frederick.com. Go to Frederick.com, keyword PBR, Professional Bull Riders, PBR, and you will find the article regarding this event with links to photos and videos. Thank you for tuning in. The preceding public service announcement was brought to you by AreaGuides.com and the Area Guides Network. Thank you for tuning in to Area Radio, your community radio station.